Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, it's we record this right around the Easter week, and normally this is kind of a calm time.
Yes.
You know, between spring and summer, and the weather's at least cooperating right now. It's not insane as it's been during some of the time, but I'm telling you, the news flow every day in the financial world is crazy, and I'm just feeling weird things. Let me help some people here.
Okay.
Trying to find information, because the information is more polarized than it's even been during the election, I think, because it's more and more picking sides. People are crying out all the doom. I mean, the most negative things you can say all the time.
Yeah.
On Sirius, on that POTUS channel.
Yeah.
On this thing that used to be called Drudge. It's still called Drudge, but he sold it out. And now it is just I'm not even sure that it's American, because it looks like it would just be propaganda for someone that, you know, that's anti-American, honestly. So I don't know. It's like it's trying to just to stir things up.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be going back to the Drudge Report anymore. I think it's pretty unreliable, useless, and it's extremely just not good.
And at one time, that was a go-to.
That was the main. I used to have it in school. I'd have them go to it. You know.
Yeah.
Now there's some things you can pick through if you know the story.
Yeah.
Like there is a betting scandal that's somehow breaking out right now in college and pro sports, supposedly.
Okay.
Big parlays, fake injuries. Don't know how big it is yet, but there are people that are trying to reveal it, so just and then
you
there are a lot
up.
Of people spewing about what
I was going to ask you. You brought that up. Have you noticed a lot of advertisements? You watch TV is probably as much as I do, not a ton, but a little bit. But how many betting commercials there are with not only athletes?
Well, I saw
them
more back during football season, it seems, and I'm always surprised that the NCAA, that the NFL, that Major League Baseball, that they all just got in bed with the gamblers.
In a heartbeat. It was like just...
Remember, they used to, if you even, like Pete Rose, man, if you even got near gambling, you were banned for life. Now they're all in.
Yeah, it's fascinating
to me. Las Vegas is all about it, so...
Yeah, well, okay. I'll watch for this. You piqued my interest now. I want to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, be looking for that story, because that's sort of one that's breaking as we speak. And then there's been a lot of spew this week. I mean, I didn't take it... I watched it, and I didn't take it seriously one way or the other. This Blue Origin rocket ship.
Yeah.
People said, would you go? I said, no.
Right.
Because it's a lot of risk and very little reward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 55 seconds up there to see the curvature of the Earth. I've seen it from a airplane cockpit at pretty high.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's cool. But I wouldn't want to risk going up on a Roman candle. It could blow up.
Right.
You know, I just don't trust it enough. So people are very mad at the Katy Perry and ran on her and just all the women that were on there, Gail King, and just thought they didn't like it because of the environment, that it was messing up the carbon footprint, which is just, you know, caca reason not to like it.
Right.
Jealousy.
Yeah, there's
a lot
that.
Of this, or some of these people that I see are the biggest people that are saying a lot these days are these young actresses who probably don't have enough brain power to pour pee out of a boot.
Oof.
I mean, they just are morons. And they come off as morons, and they should just basically memorize a script and shut up.
Wow.
And that's my comment on
that. Wow, okay.
I'm tired of hearing about them. Olivia Munn, Olivia this, that, the two Olivias, both are full of caca.
Okay.
And then a lot of them, there's just a whole bunch of them that are just, who are you? And why am I listening to you? Why are you even getting covered on the news, for that matter? I don't know if they should have gone up in it. I mean, it's private enterprise. If the guy wants to spend his money to shoot people up on a Roman candle, I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's hurting me in tax money, and it's providing jobs. I don't see the downside on it. It's dangerous. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then all these anti-Musk people, I don't know if what he's done is good or bad at this point. I think time will tell.
Yeah,
history will tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's the, you know, resurgence of Hitler like they want to make him. Some conspiracy
have they gone
people
evil.
Have got him coming from South Africa. He's almost like a Hitler baby or so. I mean, it's idiot stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of the comments, if the Democrats would just hold on, it might all work out. But having ACO as your mouthpiece, ooh, or AOC or whatever her name is,
yeah,
with $10 million in her war chest, and that's who you want to have as the signal bearer for your party? Okay.
Good luck.
Because I don't think that, you know, again, here's one, a unanimous ruling today from the United Kingdom Supreme Court, and I'm not sure that's correct. I don't know that they have one, but maybe something like that. Mm-hmm. Transgenders are not women. That whole subject of transgenders and men and women and girls sports, that is not a good side for the Democrats to be on. You're going to lose. Also, the going to the mat that they have with this guy that was, the way I understand it, wasn't he an El Salvador illegal alien who went,
some say he's
sent
a gang,
back to El Salvador?
Yeah,
they said it was gang. But wasn't he a citizen of El Salvador?
Yeah, I believe so. And he was here illegally, from what
right.
I understand.
So
there's the crime.
They sent him back to El Salvador. He's in a terrible prison. But El Salvador, I mean, none of these countries want to give somebody like that back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. We've got a U.S. senator, somebody, down there trying to get him out of jail.
Yeah,
and they don't want to let him out of jail because they don't like what he is anyway.
Right.
So, and
right.
the president of the country doesn't. So, again, it's a losing issue for the Democrats.
They latch on to these things. I find that they latch on to these little things, and they think that's going to run up the flagpole, and that's going to be the one thing. And it just
they don't have
never
it. They just
is.
Try to throw anything against the wall to run up
they
the
do.
Flagpole.
They do. They really do. Right. You brought up
so what's going to run up the flagpole is money. Remember
always.
James Carville?
Always.
It's the economy, stupid. It's
yes.
money, money, money.
Yeah.
Now, the market was down again today, 700 points. It's been up 400.
But then again,
you know, I don't know what
are we going to have to hear this every time the market moves up or down? Oh, my gosh, Trump just blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, because, I mean,
blah,
that's
blah,
just,
blah.
We're in that micromanagement
oh my
of
God.
That now, because that's where it is. It's like watching a roller coaster.
Right.
So I don't know if that's all. I don't know what he's doing. It said Trump claimed tariffs are bringing in $2 billion a day. It's actually $250 million a day. It's a long way from $2 billion.
Yeah,
but,
he dropped
a Trump
zero.
Always blows everything out of proportion. That's the salesman in him.
You know, you brought
greatest,
up something.
Never been defeated, doing this.
Right,
I mean,
it's the best of all time.
He's incapable of telling something accurately. So why do we expect the news media to be accurate about anything either?
Yeah, and, I guess you're right. I mean, you brought something up I wanted to go back to just for a second. You brought up AOC and the Democrats and stuff like that. And I saw Biden was out speaking, and he was out in public again, which is shocking to me.
And do you want him to be the standard bearer of the party?
I can't imagine. But what are they doing? Like, I watched AOC and Bernie Sanders. They just came to the Capitol here, and they just did their little tour, right? The oligarchy tour. And they came and they, supposedly drew a pretty decent crowd, whatever. But what are they doing? What is going on? Are they
campaigning?
Well,
they're trying to turn, it's almost like Bernie Sanders, isn't he a committed communist or something?
Pretty much.
I mean, that's how they roll, you know, this oligarchy thing that rich people rule. If someone ever would study more than 5 minutes of American history, tell me that. You know, look at the people in the Northeast, the Rockefellers, and they could go on and on.
Yeah.
They weren't oligarchy.
Right.
They were the
right.
richest people in the country, the Hines.
You know,
and all these people, Hershey.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I mean, all those, you could just name any of the giants of industry. They were the oligarchy. Now our oligarchy, because the Democrats mostly got rid of all our manufacturing in this country, sold us out to Thailand, Russia, and China, and everywhere else.
Yeah.
What we have left is our Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we have that's so successful. You know, everything they've done out there, from Apple to Microsoft to everything. So those are the oligarchy people, Google and all that. And are they running the country? Probably. But the very rich people have always run every country. It's not the poor people.
Yeah, you're not
wrong. It's not how it works. It's not how anything works.
Yeah.
Go to any city and go to the rich part of town and tell me those are not the doctors, the lawyers, and the power people that are running every city in America.
Yeah, I
Unless
mean, that's
it's some
true.
screwed up city, you know, that doesn't have that, then you're screwed up probably.
Yeah, you just said that. I mean, it's always the money. It's the Carville thing. It is the money.
It is.
And the money is what drives the economy. The economy is what drives all these cities, the transportation, all of it. It's all driven by that. So, ignorance, I guess. I don't know. But
now, where they're going, you know, they're going against Harvard.
Yeah,
and they're trying to take away their $2 billion in contracts and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's red meat for the lions.
Yeah.
But remember, that's the smartest people. Those are the smartest people in the country,
mm-hmm.
allegedly. And I think that's probably true. Harvard School of Law, Harvard School of Medicine.
Yeah.
They're doing, hopefully, a lot of good stuff up there.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen anybody PR them correctly. They need a good publicist to tell me all the things they're doing with my money, or they don't get that money.
Yeah, I haven't heard a thing.
So
I
you
really
need
haven't.
Them to, you know, and they're just being haughty, being stupid,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not saying, hey, we do this and this and this with that money. Now, why they have a $50 million, billion endowment that just sits around there making money,
that
seems
weird.
Odd.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's just weird. So I don't know that that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah. You know, and now you got the Fed chairman. He will not lower interest rates. Because if he does, the people go wild borrowing money, and it'll race up inflation again and all that other stuff. So the economy is a complicated subject. It needs to be taught more in school, along with American history
mm-hmm.
and world history, for that matter, so somebody can figure out what's going on. Now, what's going on with the measles thing? This thing could be a lot bigger, maybe. I hope not. But
yeah, well, I hope
you know,
not,
you
too.
Read these poison pen things and you say, well, is that true?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see all this stuff and you keep asking yourself, is this true? You know, is flying become more dangerous in this country? Well, man, you'd see with the news coverage with planes seem to be falling out of the sky all the time.
Right, right.
Not so much airliners, but just civil aviation in general. Maybe they've always been crashing. And maybe it's like the stock market. Stock market's always gone up and down.
They have. You brought that up.
I don't know. I hadn't studied
at a chart. I looked at a chart of planes, and I don't know if it's accurate. It was produced by a news agency that I find reputable. And it was a chart, and it was showing the amount of planes that have crashed in each year from like 1990. And it seems like so far in 2025, we have less crashes than ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if you're just watching the news, you would think the planes are falling out of the sky left and right. And
it's just, I'm just don't know where we're going with all this news stuff. We say it every week, but
yeah.
I see it more all the time.
No, you're right.
And, you know, and I heard some people say that who were trying to do some stuff, saving things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the newspapers are gone or not. I think they're pretty much gone,
boy.
But there are a few. Washington Post is still moving along. New York Times, I think, is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Boston paper hangs on. The L.A. Times is troubled, real troubled.
Chronicle's
still
going?
San Francisco paper
yeah.
is kind of hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these people have gotten the internet sort of right. Some of them haven't. But I don't know where all that's going. And I know broadcasting, we're worried about TV, of where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody wants to save television by totally getting in bed with high school and intramural sports. They think that's the only thing that we all do as a nation right now. Anybody under the age between 10 years old, maybe even younger than that, there are younger than that, all the way up to 40.
Wow.
And there may be some over that. They're all involved in
soccer, maybe.
And they're involved mostly in soccer, in T-ball, and all those things. And so they figure out a way how to give that coverage and do something with that. It'll be a start that gets people involved.
That may be. I mean, you know, sports is the biggest seller right now. I mean, that's what live sports, professional live sports, and college.
So get a three-camera set at a T-ball game and put it on some streaming on YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
everybody want to go see their kid play T-ball.
I know my daughter, even when she was in college, she didn't play for, you know, like Alabama or anything like that. She played in a club sport, softball, right? Fast pitch. And it was interesting, but they played, you know, club, not real competitive, but it was competitive. They had one camera. It was on top of a dugout. And pretty much the people that watched it were the families of both teams. I can't imagine I would tune in for somebody else's kids to play T-ball.
No, you know, it's all about seeing yours, but
yeah. So if they kept it local,
my family, you know, there's I don't know. I go to this soccer thing in Nashville on the for the people who live in the west side of town.
Yeah.
My Lord, it's
crowded,
it's a zillion people. Looks like an ant bed out there on Saturday morning. It's a lot of people. And they have to schedule the games like 8 a.m. And then we got to get heck out of there because the 10:30 people are coming.
Oh, geez, yeah.
You know, it's really crazy.
Now, maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll work. I don't know. I mean, sports
I don't know,
work.
But it's just an idea. So that was an interesting interesting idea. This judge that says probable cause exists to hold Trump officials in criminal contempt.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
If we've got district judges that start putting cabinet members in jail or having U.S. Marshals who work for the Justice Department, I don't know how that works. They don't. They can call it criminal contempt, but they have no enforcement arm.
Right.
So I don't know exactly how
they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just troubling. That's troubling.
No, I agree with you.
If they made a mistake, they should have admitted the mistake and cleaned it up, if that was indeed a mistake, if he should not have been sent down there. But I don't know. I don't know what the truth is, and I don't know if
I don't either, but it seems to be the popular way to approach things when you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar now. It seems like you just spin it another way. You give it another truth, right, or another story, and all of a sudden nobody knows what to believe anymore, and it kind of goes away. It's just bizarre to me. It's almost like there's a blueprint to do that. You know, he got caught stealing a car. Was he stealing a car, or was that originally his car? You know, he bought that car in 1975. And here comes the story, and then you go, oh, gosh, did he steal it? Or was he just going getting it back? Or what? You know, what is the real story? It's fascinating how a story can spin out of control on social media so quickly.
By the way, I was looking at the story here. It says, and people should know this. Maybe it's a new generation that doesn't know it. If you want a Louis Vuitton purse or something like that.
Oh, God, those are
there are plenty of knockoffs available out there. And TikTok is apparently one of the worst about having things that are knockoffs and maybe not so good deals and stuff. Yeah. You know, where you don't know where you're putting your credit card and all of that. So just a warning.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable buying anything on these social media.
I would go even as far to say that most of the companies that are selling like a Louis Vuitton have no compete.
Oh, they have
contracts.
No status.
There's
no,
no
they're,
way.
They're ripoffs. No
yeah, there's
doubt
no
about
way they're
that.
Selling direct online.
That, no doubt.
Crazy. I was going to ask
so
you.
There's just a lot of monkey business on these social media platforms, and Facebook is among them.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can figure out, you know, what they do and how they do it. And I had an email sent to me today. And I'm questioning whether or not it was really from them saying that, did I sign on my Facebook account in Detroit and showed a map? And I don't know if it was them or not. It looked really like them, but I hadn't. But it's just, you don't know what to believe, you know, when you're getting these. They look really real when they're really fake and they're trying to get you to do something you don't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I see constantly, you probably see these too, because you're on Facebook and YouTube and all that. I get these notices from Meta. Meta says you're in violation of blah, blah,
right.
blah. And
I get that too.
You take that. So I went to my IT guy because I got 4, 5, 6 different Facebook pages and YouTube channels and things like that. And so I went to my IT guy. This is months and months ago. And I said, look at these. And he goes, it's all garbage. And so I just stopped looking at them. I put them in spam or I put them in junk or just delete them. But I didn't know. It sure does look real. They use the actual logo or maybe something close enough that I would
and
fall for
And I look at
it.
Even some of their names. You know, well, okay, that looks like them. And then it says sign on. Then they have me change my password.
Oh, geez.
Which I did today. And I don't know now if I need to change it back. I'm nervous about that.
Yeah,
your
I would
password
be. I
has
just
been
throw
changed.
Away.
Here it is. Let's see. There's Facebook to me. Facebook security at facebookmail.com.
Oof.
I don't think that's not Facebook.
I wouldn't.
I think I've done
I
screwed
wouldn't
up.
Do it, Jimmy. Uh-oh.
I've done it, and I've got to go undo it now.
If you can get back
in
there.
Yeah, that was a fake. Oh, dadgummit. Now, I don't know what to do about that.
I guess you go back in your real Facebook.
How do you log out now?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I had a friend the other day that approached me and asked me a question, and it was their picture, and I'm friends with them and everything, and the spelling was right, and they asked me a question, and they asked me another question. I thought I was in Messenger, and I thought, wait a second. And so I pulled up the actual source page, and it was them on a motorcycle and flying through the air, and it used the name properly, but they only had three friends, and I know they have more than that. So I just kind of started asking bogus questions and put words that didn't actually weren't real English words, and it answered me and answered me and answered me. I thought, this is a bot, man. I'm not doing any more of this. And basically, I backed out of it. And then I called my friend. I said, hey, somebody jacked up your Facebook page and your Instagram profile. They're pirating you right now. And so she went in and changed everything. But
well, I just logged out, but I don't know. But I had no trouble logging in, and I changed my password. So I don't know what that is.
That's fascinating. I don't either.
I'm telling you, it's almost impossible, because you get all these things on email or on text, and it's enough to make you insane.
It is. I wanted to ask you, just switching gears a little bit, what do you think? I mean, you've probably been involved to a certain extent of the press pools, or know how they work.
Yeah,
at the White House.
I got
What's
a real problem
on?
With what they're doing with that.
Yeah,
I've really got a problem with it, because the AP's gone after.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they think AP, one judge just said, entered an old password. You changed the password 4 hours ago.
Oh, no.
Hang on a second. Let me just try.
We're in the middle of a scam.
We are.
This is a live scam.
I have a way to get around this.
Yeah. Yeah, really look at those. If you get those in your email or your inbox or in Messenger, take a good look at them.
But
as real as they look, I just delete them. I figured if Facebook's going to shut down your page, they're going to shut it down. They're not going to tell you, hey, you got 2 days. Hey, you got 3 days. Hey, you got 1 week. I think they're just going to
check
shut
your notifications on another device. Let's see.
Okay, here they go.
Where is that going to be?
Your phone, probably. You got an authenticator on your phone? You could do that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
It just says, try another way. I'm going to have them text me.
There you go. Okay. If they ask you for money, you know that that's
code.
It. You've been scammed.
Let's see if it comes through here. There it is. Now, that's for real.
Okay. All right. Good. Maybe you did it right.
All right. Let's see what happens.
This is the first time we've ever done a live scam on the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to see if this is real or I'm not real. All right. I was able to sign in with my new password. So maybe you're logged in. Trust this device. Yeah, I trust this device.
Yeah, I don't even trust
it. It's my Mac.
Okay. If you say so. I mean,
So we're in. Okay.
Everything's hunky-dory?
Password. Send me login.
Okay, good. Call me in a week and tell me what's going
on.
Yeah,
really. Yeah, I don't know. It's just all this stuff is just we're way out there on all these things. We're way out there, really far.
We are. But it's kind of funny, because you were talking earlier about how people, you know, they have these opinions, and why do we care, these actresses that have these opinions or these actors, and who cares really of everyone's opinion has become so important now. I mean, it's like every little thing. There was a tennis player named Harriet Dart who asked her opponent to put on deodorant. Did you see that story? Within 10 minutes, the social media erupts, and she has to apologize. But I could just imagine.
Saturday Night Live didn't even apologize for something they did this week.
Did they really?
They needed to.
Yeah, well.
They made fun of one of these actresses that has a tooth issue and shouldn't have done that. It was really cruel.
Yeah.
But, you know, when has that ever stopped them from doing anything?
I don't know. I don't know when it flips the other way on that, where people just get so sick of the hatred online that they just go, hey.
But back to what you said about the press pool, that is troubling to me. I mean, yeah, they ought to put new, you know, some people who are new media in there, they shouldn't let all these, the usual boys club. Because you listen to these people on Sirius satellite and go to their POTUS channel, because the Patriot channel is completely right wing. So the POTUS channel has got mostly left leaning people. But
interesting.
Man, I mean, you know, it just, I don't know. I just hate it that we're all that. Bill Maher, my God, look at him.
Did you watch his special?
Like Switzerland. He's like the one that's got some sense.
I hate it that
this guy is the one that has the most sense. You know,
comedian.
It just doesn't, you know, you need to talk to people. We don't need to be on one side or the other all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we need to talk out the issues. But Trump has got so many issues that he feels like he has to do in the first 6 months of his presidency that it's got everything. I mean, the border, two Marines just got killed in New Mexico, in a wreck down near the border. And, you know, but the border has been locked down at least.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with, even though they're bad people, and I'm kind of a death penalty believer, but I think you got to have some kind of, you can't just go by, you got a tattoo, and that's how we decide that you're a bad person.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
There needs to be a little bit more, because, I mean, what if we, and one of us got caught up in that, you know,
right.
somehow they think right. that they got a tip, you know, that we're one of those. And,
no, there has to be some vetting on
and
that.
The next thing you know, you're in El Salvador prison with some guy named Jerome. Right. I don't know. I mean, that's frightening. I mean, that's like some other country that does stuff like that.
No, it is frightening, but I got to believe that they are vetting them more than that.
I hope so.
I really do. I can't imagine. I mean, the people that are in law enforcement, they know the results of what they do. So they got to be, I mean, there are mistakes. There's
no question.
But
why can't they just create some courts, immigration courts or whatever you want?
Oh, man.
And go to these people and maybe take a little step or something. But
I mean, I like the idea,
but it just doesn't feel right that we don't, you know, that we're all of a sudden just
blowing out things.
No, because
I agree. But I don't know.
And sending them to a foreign prison that we're paying for. That seems.
I don't know.
I want these people to go
story.
Away. And if they drop some of them in the Atlantic Ocean, I'd be all right.
On the way, that's fine.
But, it just seems that something about that doesn't feel right.
I would have to agree with you. I like the idea of having a pop-up court kind of thing for this. But then I also think about the cost and the minutiae
the system is so screwed up. You know, they let in millions of these people in, so we got to get millions of them
out. And that's half the problem now is we go ahead
and
that
is the problem. And you see all these things that are going on with wrecks and drunks
and
going down the wrong way down the road. And it seems to always be somebody who's not supposed to be here and rapes and every other thing. And I mean, I guess we can't go about it that way, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
But I think it's just one more thing that keeps people stirred up, you know, with different things that they're mad at with Trump. Maybe they just have to just stay mad until all this settles down.
Well, I think that's true. I think they find, like we were talking about earlier, they just find little things. And you brought up Bill Maher, and I liked Bill Maher. I know he was kind of left-leaning for a long time. I thought he was somewhat funny.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched him. I was a fan growing up, and now I don't watch him as much as I used to. But Netflix, is either Netflix or YouTube. I can't remember. I think it was YouTube. But he met on the heels of Bobby Ritchie, who's Kid Rock, at the White House. Kid Rock set it up for Bill Maher, and he said, you got to meet this guy. And I guess they're friends or something. Anyway, so he went. Have you watched this? It's only like 13 minutes long, people, if you want to watch it. But it's Bill Maher talking about his experience meeting Donald Trump.
And that Trump was charming and
nice.
He wasn't the crazy man living in the basement, even there is the crazy man that lives in the basement that comes out from him.
Yeah, he said he wasn't the crazy man we saw in the media spotlight. We don't have a crazy man in the White House. And
you just don't want to talk about it because people, I mean, you can't criticize him because people just go off the handle. Mm-hmm. And you can't praise him because people go off the handle. So you have to walk on the eggshells when you're discussing the man. But I was in his office, just me and him.
Yeah.
And he was as normal as you.
See?
I mean, just a nice guy, charming guy and everything.
Yeah. See, that's two. You and Bill Maher. And even Bill Maher said, you're going to hate me for saying this, but he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? You know, this picture that we've painted of him may not be exactly what you think it is. You know,
and, you know, it's why I question, because you haven't seen anything. I mean, this guy, this Elon Musk, I mean, he must have something going for him. Look what he's able to do with SpaceX and the people he's hired there. They run circles around every other space agency.
Yeah, they even NASA.
And, you know, Tesla, before it was turned to be the devil car, was certainly very successful. And this Starlink thing is extremely successful and becoming more so all the time. And so he can't be, he does have, some interesting situations with baby daddies and children, and some of his personal life seems to be a little bit interesting. So
I feel like the scrutiny level for everyone is so high.
Well, if you're with Trump, you're bad.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
You know, and if you're with AOC and Bernie you're a left-wing loon.
Yeah, and, I mean, there's
definitely...
And then
there's somewhere in between, but I don't know where that
is. That's Bill Maher.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. But
no one's... He's the only one that I know of that's able to really try to, you know, I think you get your head knocked off, you know, in that position. I don't know that's going to work out well for him.
I don't know that either, but so far he's the only public figure.
But he's the only one really that's trying to
bridge that.
You know, that's trying to say, okay, we need to sit down and talk and disagree about things like we just did. I mean, I would say to him, I'm a little uncomfortable with using foreign jails, but you know, if it's cheaper to board them there, it's just something about the law doesn't seem to be kosher. You know, the way that we're doing things. But you can't have every district judge in the country putting out national things that affect everything.
Right.
And that needs to be straightened out. That needs to be dumbed down and go to a 3-judge panel. And then, you know, have to let the Supreme Court work a little harder than they're doing.
Yeah. I don't mind that. I like that. I'm in favor of all
so,
of that.
So, I mean, we need an immigration court. We needed them anyway, you know, for people coming in on the other end. But it's just
well, I think you're right. I think it's developed into a problem that deserves more manpower and more, I guess, attention in general. Because now we have this mass volume of people that may not be here on the right terms, and we've got to evaluate that. And we're having to do it from the hip, right? To make it happen so
quick. Oh, yeah. And they're definitely doing it from the hip.
Yeah, no question.
But you just wonder. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You wonder. That is for sure. Well, hopefully you got your taxes filed. I know they were due for most people, a couple of days ago. And by the time you're listening to this, it's well past the 15th. So get your taxes.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad I did that 2 months ago. I really am.
You're so organized.
Not have that axe fall. I had to pay, and it made me sick.
But at least
I didn't have that axe hanging over my head any longer than I had to.
I don't know why I wait. I should just do it in January.
A lot of people do. A lot of people do.
I always felt like if I wait to pay them, they're not getting my money till the last second. And that's what I
Yeah, and that's kind of one way to do it. But I figured I'm losing it anyway.
I should start doing it your way. Get it done. Well, if you haven't filed your taxes, make sure you get it done.
Well, you just, and don't think that they're not going to catch you, by the way.
Right.
Even though it sounds like they're having a hard time and everything, right. You'll be the one they get.
That's exactly right. As soon as you think they won't, you will.
All right.
Well, it was always enlightening as usual, Jimmy, and hopefully you have a good week, what's left of it. And everybody listening, you have a good week, too. Tell a friend about sweeping the country. And until next time, right here, I'm Derek Walker. He is...
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.